BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. A girl gives her boyfriend some incredible rules for his lad's trip to Ibiza. Also, there's Real or No Real, it's me against Chris today, Bumbleo Wednesday, and we speak to a man in a bush. You'll find out why.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Right, we're on. It's Wednesday lunchtime. What an exciting day, Chris.
Transfer deadline day, always a good one.
I know, the actual one, not our one that we do with relationships.
No, the proper one.
Stay with us as I bring you all the breaking news first. What?
Yeah, but this is what you do. I think you do it to annoy people because no one wants to hear breaking sports news done with your voice.
Why? Oh, what, how rude.
They just don't. They associate your voice with other things.
It's like?
Well, you openly... You know, everyone knows you don't really like football.
But
you sort of tolerate it.
Can you believe Wilfred Bony has just joined Stoke City from Man City? Season-long loan. That's breaking, that is.
Yeah, I can see what you're going to do all afternoon now. There's going to be more of these. I think the pronunciation was slightly wrong.
Don't let it annoy you.
If you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Justin Bieber, Love Yourself. He is in the Live Lounge, kicking off Live Lounge month tomorrow. But the Live Lounge has moved to LA. How cool is that? Jade says she enjoys it when I give her the latest transfer deadline day news. Mm.
You know where you're going to be caught out a lot, though, is people texting into the radio now under footballers' names. And therefore you giving them a shout out.
Good afternoon to Raul Rodriguez. Is that right?
Yeah.
In Sambach.
Which might be his actual name, because the Raul Rodriguez I'm looking at right now on Wikipedia plays for Houston Dynamo, which is a very random team.
Okay. Oh, hang on. I've seen... He's texted into Radio 1 before. I've just seen... His name's actually Liam.
Oh.
Right. Okay, good.
But they will try and catch you out, I think, today.
All right. So maybe I should... Do I screen them first by you, or what do I do?
I don't know. However you want to go about it. I'm just saying, beware.
I'm concerned this could be an issue. Anyway, Raul Rodriguez says, I think Chris is being a bit unfair. I wouldn't mind hearing the deadline news off you. Just saying, hun.
Fine.
Thanks very much. Yesterday, Adele Roberts off of Radio 1 played Innuendo Bingo, and it were great. Now we're going over to Good Morning Britain on ITV. Water, please. Now, Chris, I've always said that you and I have quite a lot in common. Mm-hmm. With Kate Garraway and Ben Shepherd.
Oh, God.
You always said that.
I've always said that me and you have a lot in common on-air partnership-wise with Kate and Ben. Water, please. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think you've ever caught me doing this.
It's been Team GB's most successful ever Olympics.
That's because I've rammed it down your throat for the last 3 days.
That's never happened because I know nothing about sport.
That's because I've rammed it down your throat for the last 3 days.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Someone called Zidane has been on. Who's that?
Yeah, this is going to make Bumbleo Wednesday shout-outs a problem as well, isn't it? Thinking about it, because that's going to be on later.
Okay. And someone called Lionel Messi.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that one. He wants a shout-out for the squad.
Somebody's just texted saying, just to be clear, am I still okay to dump my fiancé today?
No, no, no.
No, 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 you're doing it wrong.
That's the wrong day.
That's our relationship transfer deadline day, which will, well, it won't be till December, will it?
Yeah, we'll fix the date. It's sometime in December, though, nearer Christmas.
That's because you're not allowed to break up with somebody between Christmas and New Year because it's too harsh. But don't dump your fiancé today. It's the actual football one today. Got it wrong.
This is
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
You know I love it when you lot share your stories with me. Keep them coming. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We get so many emails now about all sorts. I love it. This one is great. Hi, Jane.
Hiya.
You okay?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. So tell us what you've done.
So my boyfriend's going to Ibiza today. And earlier on in the week, we had a joke about rules that we had saw before on social media.
Yeah, it's always tricky, this, I think, before you go away, right? Before your boyfriend or girlfriend go away, you do have this discussion generally about certain rules that you're going to both abide to.
So what's your boyfriend called?
Connor.
Okay. Now, when did you send him these rules?
Monday.
Mm-hmm. And did you give him a list, or did you send them to his phone, or what?
Mm-hmm. Well, we were texting about them, and he was like saying, what would I get in return if I stick to them? And I was like, oh, you'll need to wait and see. And he was like, when am I going to get these rules? So I thought, right, I'm just going to write them up in my notes and send them.
Okay, so you write them on your notes on your phone?
Uh-huh. Okay, so your boyfriend is going to Ibiza today. You thought you would write up a load of rules for him before he goes away and almost like publish these rules.
Mm-hmm.
They're so strong.
Can I go through some of my favourites?
Hey.
No speaking to girls. Is that serious or not?
Well, I mean, obviously I was going to have to speak to some sort of girl. Like, there might be a girl behind the bar or something, but, didn't go his way, like, chatting to girls.
No photos with girls, including group pics.
What I love about the first three rules is they're a proper trail of thought that you've had. So no speaking to girls, no photos with girls, including group pics. Then number three, don't give a girl your phone to take a picture. I think they all kind of group into the same sort of area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Try avoid eye contact with girls at all times. Do not buy any girls a drink, even a €1 shot.
How was he meant to get out of the photos? If he's, let's say there's a group of girls that have met his group of friends, is he just to run away if there's a group photo?
It's just not to speak to them.
Yeah. Not to speak to them, okay.
But he just doesn't have a reason to speak to them. Like, fair enough, his pals are single, but he's not got a reason to speak to them.
Exactly. If the boys bring girls back for a party, leave and FaceTime me. I think you are kind of serious.
I mean, to an extent, I am.
I will check your whole phone when you're back, and I'll keep an eye on your Snapchat score going up when you're away. So good. My favourite as well is wear your girlfriend's T-shirt. What's that?
All right, that just came today in the post, so he's got that on.
What?
Yeah, this is great. I've seen a picture of this. So this is a T-shirt that you've had made with a picture of you both on the T-shirt. And possibly the most incredible slogan I've seen on a holiday T-shirt.
Okay, what is it?
It says, if you're reading this, you're too close to my boyfriend.
Are you going to make him wear that on holiday, right?
He's wearing it now.
He's wearing it now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need to see this.
What did he say about wearing the T-shirt and stuff? Is he cool with that?
Mm-hmm. They said they'll wear it with pride. They said they'll wear it every day. They said that doesn't bother him.
Oh, I also like the last rule in the notes, number 20. Be safe, enjoy yourself, because it's the last boys' holiday you'll be on.
I know, I've told them that'll not be happening anymore.
No? So it is the last one, is it?
I'll probably go on the next one.
Got you.
Have you published rules before for holidays, or is this the first time?
Well, no, that's the first time.
Yeah.
Mm. I like it.
I worry it's going to set a dangerous precedent for lots of people out there, though, the publishing of the rules before the holiday. A sort of printing of the rules.
I know, so many people were commenting, like, oh my God, you just gave me an idea on that. So.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, this is going to be happening a lot now, thanks to you. How long have you been seeing your boyfriend?
Like, 2 months or so.
Oh, so it's quite new.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Wow. At least you're not looking overprotective, though.
I know. Mm. Psycho.
What's the rule if you go on holiday, does he get to give some rules to you as well?
If he wants.
Would you stick to them?
Aye, of course. Like, we trust each other. It's just a laugh. I know he wouldn't
go
his way to, like, obey the rules.
But it is great.
It's funny.
I think they're so funny. I think they're ever so slightly terrifying. When I first read them, I was like, oh my God, my girlfriend writes this. Like, if she sees this thing, then I'm in trouble any holiday I go on.
I know, we just had a laugh with them, but like, we never took it too seriously.
Mm. Love it. All right, Jane, thanks so much for speaking to us.
All right, thank you.
Send our love to Connor when you speak to him, probably 3 times a day.
Oh well.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
It is true, it's a bit son seeing unexpected parents or suspicious parents, but with girlfriends. I used to love that show.
Yeah,
so good.
That's a brilliant idea, actually, isn't it? Do that kind of format, but instead of the parents, it's your boyfriend or girlfriend.
The girlfriends
watching
are there
on
over the other side of a club with binoculars.
Scott, what a great idea.
Yeah. Well, we have just said it on the radio.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. Write that down. Tom in Milton Keynes says, trust me, when they say they're having a laugh, they are not having a laugh.
Mm.
She did say it was just a laugh. I don't think she was, like, some of the rules may be a bit serious, but some of them, like, obviously, clearly ridiculous.
The T-shirt thing seems to be something that happens to a few people. So Nathan has tweeted me a picture. He says, this is my mate's on a stag do in Bratislava. And the guy's wearing a T-shirt with his girlfriend's face on.
Right.
And similar wording, you know, if you're reading this, you're too close.
Right.
I've got a girlfriend.
My favourite text is from someone in Essex who says, Scott, that lady turned me on and scared me all at once. Sun, Sea and Suspicious Girlfriends really needs to happen, by the way. Thinking about it more.
It's brilliant. If we see someone else presenting it, we'll be angry.
Yeah, we will. So take note, all you TV producers out there.
Yeah.
We thought of this, yeah?
Yeah, we're watching you.
Yeah, we are. If it appears on some channel, I'll be like, oof. I did like it when the parents used to turn up and sometimes they would have... Did I make this up? They would have binoculars.
Yeah.
And they'd be like looking at, oh, there we are. So good. No way. Keith Keane's gone to Rochdale from Cambridge United.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Real one?
That's real, yeah. Breaking news on here on Transfer Deadline Day from Radio 1. That's real.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't like that you're breaking the news still. It just doesn't feel right.
Good luck, Keith, in your new club. You ready?
I'm ready if you're ready.
I feel like I'm really ready.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, Belén, ven, Belén, ven, Belén.
Do you know what? I want your address because you're doing one of my favourite things in the whole wide world. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm making chocolate cake.
Yes, baby! Oh, I wish I was chowing down on your muffins right now. I would love that.
So many pictures being taken, I feel like people are missing the big picture.
Yep. Thanks, Pet.
Birmingham. Birmingham. Birmingham.
Unbelievable, Jeff.
Bambolea, bambolea, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bambolea.
Come on, then, where are you? SP Avenue.
Quite football heavy, that gap there, Scott.
Thank you.
Good on Transfer Deadline Day.
Here on Transfer Deadline Day on Radio 1. Dell's at work in Ashbourne, getting buzzing for Benidorm in 3 weeks with the lads. Cheeky Bumbleo at home today, loving the gap, lads. That's Alex the window cleaner in Rushton. Dan is just on his tractor in Hampshire, bumbleoing away furiously.
Spencer bumbleoing the spanners off as usual.
Ashley at work in Care Philly. Good gap today, thank you. Billy bumbleoing his welders off at work in Colville. Great gap. Gap's getting a load of love today.
Yeah.
Have a little dance to yourself. Go on. We're halfway through the week. Nick, Gary, Tony and James bumbling around the MOT Bay in Eldersborough. Joe, Ethan, Luke and Aaron in Ipswich. Last Bumbleo Wednesday ever because I moved to France later today. That's
Whoa.
Tristan from Burton.
Au revoir.
Gonna miss you, Tristan.
Bumbleo!
Au revoir. Caroline off of Buckinghamshire. Bumbleo! Packing for her holidays. Kath and Jazz bumbleoing their melons off. Oh, hang on.
Clappy bits.
Yeah.
Come on.
40 of those.
And again.
Bumbleo!
Who else have we got? Tom the Plumber in Hastings. Callum and Tom, bringing in the harvest.
Claire bumbling her engagement ring off after boyfriend proposed in Rome at the weekend. Love. He has done well with that.
Hasn't he? Why are you doing football voice?
I don't know.
Well, the young farmer from Wiltshire bumbling his bales off in sunny Gloucestershire. I think that'll do us.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hiya, Beth.
Hello, I thought you were calling me a millionaire then, and I was like, oh, I wish.
got a live one here. All right, Beth.
Hello.
Hello. Yesterday, we had a cheese cutter on Bangers. Today, we've got a tree chopper.
No way. Actual job, tree chopper.
Actual job.
Amazing.
Are you wearing a check shirt right now? That's what I'm imagining.
No, I am wearing a high-vis and a pink helmet.
That's one.
Okay. So what happens then? Do you have to climb up the tree and then, like, do you get right involved?
Not so much. I don't really like getting my hands dirty too much, to be honest. So I sit in a big machine and chop the trees down.
Are you one of, like, apparently one of the few girls in the country who does it, right?
Yeah.
Love. Do you love it?
I love it, yeah. It's good fun. I listen to you guys every day. So.
Aww. Thank you. All right, so you know about bangers if you listen every day. I pick a song, yeah. Chris picks a song, you just get to choose. This is what I've got for you today. Yes. Forgot about this one, right?
Ooh, that's beefy.
Ben Pierce. What I Might Do.
What made you think of this?
I don't know.
Yeah. God, it's all got a bit cool in here, isn't it?
I'll let you a secret. I was in the gym the other day. It was on the speakers.
Was it?
Oh, right, write that down.
That's where you're... Yeah, fine. All right, Beth, you can have that. Or you can have this. Bit of Two Door Cinema Club. What You Know. For me, this just sums up nights out in Harrow at a place called Trinity. This was always on. It was like it was on repeat in there.
Ooh.
Depends what you would like, really, as your soundtrack to the tree chopping.
Wow, two very different songs there, I've got to say.
That's right.
Ooh.
Yep.
Really thinking this through, aren't you? Lots of noises.
I am, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't know what I would
do. I think I am going to have to go with... Chris!
Yeah! 2-0!
What? I really wanted mine to be played today because I was so proud of thinking of it. Well, it's in the gym, but yeah.
Well, gutted for you. 2-0 to me. You're getting whooped this
week. I am
week.
Getting absolutely whooped. More tomorrow. Hopefully I'll do better. What are you looking at?
Well, you know it's transfer deadline day.
Yes, it is. In football.
What I love about transfer deadline day is just the characters that sort of appear during transfer deadline day and the gimmicks. Like, right. Everyone wears a yellow tie.
Yeah.
To signify transfer deadline day.
For those listening who are thinking of dumping their boyfriend or girlfriend today, that's not the right one.
No.
That's relationship transfer deadline day, which happens in December. This is the actual football one, the original.
This is purely football. But you'll love this, Scott. I've just seen it's something called Bushwatch, right? It's trending on Twitter.
Right.
Just the phrase Bushwatch.
Okay.
But anyway, I've not really noticed this before. Done a little bit more research, and it's a guy called Jacob.
Right.
And this was trending in the UK a couple of hours ago, it seems. It's really going off. Bushwatch.
Right.
From what I can gather, it's just
a
guy sat in a bush looking out for transfers on transfer deadline day.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Just like hiding in a bush?
He sounds awesome. I think we should talk to him. He follows me on Twitter, I've noticed.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, let's try and get hold of him then.
Bushwatch, though.
If you're with Jacob off of the bush, or you know of him, let him know that we're after him. We'd love to speak to him. Hopefully in the bush.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
How can you and Chris call Bushwatch weird? You had Chris jumping around in a bush not too long ago pretending to catch a Pokemon.
That's true.
Andy, you make a really good point.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, so Twin Atlantic have a new album out 9th of September. This has been a hottest record in the evening for Annie Mack on Radio 1. And Twin Atlantic will join us in the Live Lounge as part of Live Lounge Month. Put it in the notes on your phone if you're a fan. Monday, September 26th is when they're on. This follows up No Sleep. Tour in October as well for Twin Atlantic. This track is called The Chaser.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
What are you saying about it? It's Twin Atlantic, The Chaser. It's Radio 1's track of the day.
Great news, Scott.
Yeah?
I've managed to get hold of Bushwatch.
No way.
The guy in the bush. I've got his number.
Is he on the line?
He's on the line right now.
I am here. Hello.
Hello, yes.
This is all really, really surreal.
Why?
Well, when I woke up this morning, I just thought I was going to potter about in a bush and then go home again. And I've made national radio. It's all a bit odd.
Yeah, you're on.
It is weird when you put it like that. So can you try and explain to Scott, because I don't think I've managed to be able to do it that successfully, what made you think of sitting in a bush all day?
So I am a diehard Reading fan, and you have to sort of rely on all the usual news outlets for transfer news. But I thought I'd cut out the middleman and sort of be the eyes on the ground for all the Reading massive on Twitter.
Right.
So the first year I did it, so 2014, I took a picture of Nigel Atkins whilst he was on the phone to his wife, but I thought he was on the phone to a football agent, so I nearly got arrested.
Right, okay. So that wasn't transfer news. He was just calling his wife.
No, that was just the manager on the phone to his wife.
But why the bush? Why are you in the bush?
Well, the appeal of the bush is that, you know, you sort of like lurk in the shadows and darkness.
Yeah. but the appeal of the bush is that they can't see you hiding in there, so they think they're just on the phone having a conversation out loud. They think no one's listening, yet you can hear the managers and chairman, chief exec, and people like that signing top name players for Reading.
Exactly, and they never see me coming.
All they see is the bush shaking.
So that's right, and then before they know it, I'm on them in a flash.
And then what do? Do you just tweet it out?
I do. I give it to the people, spread it across the country. I sort of broadcast on the Twitter sphere, and the photo quality isn't very good. It usually has sort of fingers and thumbs in it, but I have got the occasional scoop, the occasional big name signing.
What? So you're in a bush outside of Reading FC?
That's right, outside of the stadium. I occasionally pop in the hotel for battery and food, but apart from that, it's all au naturel, yeah.
But right. But Bushwatch is kind of popping off on Twitter, so
is,
are you finding like people are coming to find you in your bush?
Yeah, there's a mixture of people, because you get the people wondering, why is he in a bush? Yeah, which is the standard human response for what I do. But also you get people who sort of go out of their way to leave work and come and see me, which is nice. It keeps the morale up.
How did you choose the bush?
Well, visibility is important. And sort of leafage cover. Because if your sort of upper torso is exposed, then your cover's blown a bit. I sort of do a lap of the premises before I settle on a bush. And then I just sort of wait it out, yeah.
Okay. And you're fully immersed in leaves, are you?
That's right. Well, from about the neck down, yeah.
Right.
And I have to come up for air occasionally.
So your head's poking up.
Head.
So it's
no. Well, yeah, and then a camera. Well, my phone camera. It's nothing flashy.
Yeah.
And with varying degrees of success, I give the news to the people.
But it's one day a year. The problem is, it's transfer deadline day for you, isn't it? This is the only day that you're going to do it. This is why Bushwatch is happening. What would be lovely is perhaps if we use you more often as a sort of various things. Spy, just our man in the bush there.
Would you be up for that?
I would, yeah, that sounds marvellous. It's my one sort of Christmas for me. It's the one day of the year when I sort of get to leave the house.
Right.
So, it'd be fantastic if I had a few more job opportunities.
Well, maybe, like, next time, I don't know, like, Justin Bieber comes to town.
Yeah, well, I'll be there, yeah.
We just put you in a bush outside his hotel just to see what occurs.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, I'll look forward to that. That'd be brilliant.
This is good.
This is great.
So, talk us through the day. How long are you going to be in the bush for? I take you're going to be there quite late tonight.
Well, it is a long one. I got in this morning at 9.
In the bush?
In the bush. Yeah.
You're so weird.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Right?
It's going to be a long one. I'm with my brother. He's sort of keeping me sane. And I'm going to be there until 11:30 tonight when the transfer window slams shut.
So it's going to be dark.
One in the hand is worth two in the bush.
But indeed, indeed.
I don't know what that means.
It sounds like you're going to visit, Scott.
No, by all means, come on down, because we do get visitors. I mean, it's nice. Someone tonight has offered to buy me lunch at 4:30, so it's a bit of a late lunch.
Yeah, but you could try get like a pizza ordered to the bush.
Yeah.
That would be good. Maybe we should do that for you.
But why not? Can I like pay that out on Bushwatch expenses? Can you send me down pizza? That'd be lovely.
Okay. You love that really whole nice. Bushwatch thing, don't you? I mean, it's clearly something that you get excited for now.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No, I really sort of, you know, it's like spring has come. You know, I feel full of the joys of life when I'm doing Bushwatch. It's my natural element.
Do you know what? I would actually, I would pay right now to send you a pizza to the bush. But how are they going to find you?
I'm pretty well camouflaged, but food would be excellent, Chris and Scott. Food would be wonderful if you could. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll get your approximate address off air.
Fantastic. Thank you. That's really lovely.
What would you like?
I'm a weirdly vegetarian bloke, so I don't know. I was about to say pepperoni passion. That's not vegetarian, is it?
It's not. No.
A veggie volcano. That'd be wonderful.
Veggie volcano.
That'd be lovely.
I'm just writing that down for you now, all right, hon?
Cheers. And some sriracha sauce on it would be marvellous.
What?
Sriracha sauce.
No, you're not having that.
It's a celebrity pizza.
It's the spicy sauce stuff. It's nice.
I'm just worried that the pizza company will think it's a stitch-up.
oh, dear.
Well, because I'm ordering a veggie volcano to a bush.
but what a bush.
Yeah, but
what a bush indeed.
Indeed, what a bush.
But let's pay for it, Scott.
Yeah, of course.
It's not like cash on delivery there, is it? So we'll pay for it
first. Yeah.
So they'll want to deliver it.
Yeah.
Well, let's make that happen.
Okay.
It's easy money. It's fine. They're just doing their job.
Well, okay. Yeah. A veggie volcano is coming your way. Make sure you tweet it, all right?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. You're keeping my spirits up.
Good. And let us know with all the latest news.
Shout out to the Reading FC Mandem on Twitter. It's all for love. It's all for them.
Yeah, good luck in the bush, mate.
Thank you very much.
Love you, bye.
Cheers, guys. Love you, bye.
Hello, Drew, who's been listening to this show for quite a few years in Shropshire. He has some weird callers over the years, but this guy is the one.
Love him.
Hashtag Bushwatch.
We've just put the order in.
Yeah, we have ordered
Feed the bush.
We've ordered a pizza.
Send,
Is so strange.
Hashtag Bushwatch.
What did you do at work today, Scott? I ordered a vegetarian pizza to a bush. Perfectly normal. The Scott Mills Daily. Who's excited for Justin Bieber's Live Lounge? Kicking off Live Lounge Month tomorrow morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw, live from LA. 5 tracks from Justin. It's going to be so good. Hey, I get to play Real or No Real today. Yeah.
Sir Ian McKellen was paid $1.5 million to officiate as Gandalf at a Lord of the Rings themed wedding in California.
Oh, imagine that.
God, the money.
So much money.
The money that's involved in booking famouses for your events is crazy, isn't it? $1.5 million there for Gandalf.
It's like,
it's a guy in a wizard's outfit.
I know. But he did officiate the wedding.
$1 million.
He did officiate the wedding. It's like when, like people like Rihanna get to do gigs for like the Sultan of Brunei or something and get paid ridiculous money for it, like $20 million. Dollars.
But they only book Rihanna as Rihanna, don't they? Like this isn't booking Sir Ian McKellen.
No.
This is booking Gandalf. So you're basically not just paying for Sir Ian McKellen, who you imagine costs quite a lot of money, you're also paying for him to wear fancy dress, which would be amazing if you did that with Rihanna also. It's like, right, I've got all the money in the world. I'm going to book Rihanna. for a few million, but I want her dressed as a wizard.
A naughty nurse. Oh, wizard, yeah.
Why? There's no naughty nurses in Lord of the Rings.
Oh, no, okay. I've not seen it. Is Frodo one? He's on, isn't he?
Frodo is one. I think. Well, I'm not sure on the difference between Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit.
Don't say that.
I think there's quite a crossover between the two. Can you imagine how rubbish it would look as well? Because you'd have Sarah McKellen, who's had to travel the whole way there dressed as a wizard, right?
Frodo's the best man.
Also, does he have to provide his own outfit? That's a thought.
I don't know. And then Frodo have to bring his ring to the rings to Gandalf.
Well, they're not booking Frodo. What, it would just, the rest of the congregation will just be hobbits, won't they? And it'll be people like me in bad fancy dress.
You are rubbish at fancy dress, by the way.
I just can't be bothered to put the effort in.
You need to sort that out.
You know why? I'll tell you, the type of fancy dress I like is if you go Ghostbusters, can't go wrong.
You did that at my party.
So easy to do and you still look fit.
You left the backpack behind, remember?
I did, I left my proton pack.
And it just kind of deflated eventually.
Yeah, it was an inflatable proton time. Pack. I'm going to build a proper one for your Halloween party this
year. Okay. So I can't see this happening. I mean, it's a lot of money, but I can't see him dressing up as Gandalf. So I'm saying Sam Ian McKellen, no real.
No, he would have was pained. Oh, I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Oh. But he did get offered it. He actually turned it down, saying, I'm sorry, Gandalf doesn't do weddings.
No, no, he does, though. Surely there's a price.
In attendance were Famous's Emma Watson and Sting, who did dress as characters from Lord of the Rings. And next.
If Matty from the 1975 doesn't want to meet someone, his go-to excuse is to reply saying, I'm in Malaysia.
The thing is, you'd believe him as well, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because they go everywhere, don't they? They're massive. Massive.
What's your go-to excuse when you don't want to meet someone? Be honest.
I can't say that.
You can. What are we looking out for? If you were to say, I'm trying to think where I know that you've lied to me when you said you're not free and what the excuse is.
Go on then.
I'm going to say generally it's some voiceover.
I was going to say voiceover as well. That's my I'm in Malaysia.
Yeah, that's your version of that. But every famous person will have one. You've just got to find out what it is so that they can never use it again. But that is your I'm in Malaysia.
No, but I am often in a voiceover.
No, I know. Sometimes
that's not true, actually. I mean, I'd like some more.
You look a bit shocked. It's like I've rumbled you. Look, annoyed. I'll tell you why you're annoyed.
Katie Price's Pony Club has to be voiced by someone.
There's only so many episodes of that, Scott. Oh, I hate it when this kind of thing happens.
This is really
because
awkward.
I can see I'm going to get told off as soon as the next song plays.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying that this one is real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yes, true. If he tells you he's in Malaysia, just doesn't want to hang out with you. Told Grimmy about it when he was co-hosting The Breakfast Show yesterday morning. And finally for you today...
A well-known Kentucky-based fried chicken shop recently released an extra crispy sunscreen, which smells of fried chicken.
No, I want sunscreen to smell like... I want it to smell like holiday. Yeah. I don't want to smell of chicken. Ugh.
The smell of fried chicken is nice if you know that it's fried chicken that's causing that smell.
Yeah, but not on your face.
Yeah, it doesn't work if there's no fried chicken at the end of it.
No. Awful. What a weird idea.
Yeah, terrible idea that. But then there's other scents that I quite like that I know are quite wrong. No, don't look at me like this. I'm saying
that,
like...
Do you remember that perfume we got? Were you here then? Perfume we got sent.
Yeah, that was ooh, that was a really
wasn't
bad
for me,
one.
That.
And that was sprayed around the place very liberally.
I didn't care for it.
But I'm saying, like, weirdly, I quite like if you're in a petrol station, I quite like that smell.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? Because it's like you're saying that you like the smell of petrol, which is odd.
Yeah.
But a lot of people do.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a weird smell.
Okay, so fried chicken aftershave or scent or whatever it is.
It's like, oh yeah. It's,
sunscreen.
It's sunscreen. This can't be real. No real.
I reckon they will have done this. I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Why? Yes. It's on the chicken shop's website. With useful warnings that it's factor 30 and certainly not edible. Only 3,000 bottles were made and all were claimed within 24 hours. Good, I don't want one. At the end of that round of real or no real?
Well, it's a draw, Scott. I got 20, you got 20, so it's all good.
Is it, though?
Don't be aggy.
Is it, though?
Don't be aggy just because you've been found out.
BBC Radio 1.
One Republic in the Live Lounge tomorrow at midday. And remember, Justin Bieber in the morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Bake Off tonight, will you be watching?
Oh yeah.
I tell you what, we should do another secret Bake Off soon. You know when you just go to a random cafe and just pull a cake apart? I enjoyed that last year. Maybe later in the week. Tomorrow is an Innuendo Bingo Day, and I'm proud to announce that Bobby Norris, offer of Towie, is going to be playing. I don't think he's played before. I think it's the first time for Bobby.
First time, yeah.
You know what you've got to wear, don't you, tomorrow?
Not doing that. I've just been made aware that Bobby's doing it tomorrow. I'm not wearing the...
The little one piece there.
Whatever that was.
Yeah. That's NSFW, by the way. Do not Google that at work. Thank you. Bobby will be wearing that tomorrow, and so will you.
No, I doubt he will be, and I certainly won't be.
We're back tomorrow at 1, and at 1:45, playing Innuendo Bingo, is Bobby Norris off of Towie.